Passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design. Redecorate your bedroom and reinvent your love life.
And we'll be discussing your home, in your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we are here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses here on AM 1240 KNRY.
So call in and join us. Our call-in number is area code 831-373-1234. Welcome to the show. Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Paula.
How are you?
Oh, beautiful. How are you?
I am doing great. We have just got another gorgeous day here in Monterey Bay. I know you're down in Southern California.
Right. Well, we have a beautiful day here, too, and we had the privilege of showing property to a friend or client friend who is one of my favorite people on the planet, and we had some beautiful ranches that we got to visit in this beautiful area.
Well, Sandy, tell our listening audience what you do aside from Passion by Design.
Oh, I am a real estate agent, and I love it. I get to help people find the home that they want to live in, their dream home, or maybe their potential dream home, something that they can create and make into their dream home. I mean, there are just so many possibilities. I just love it because I get to meet a lot of people, and that's one of my passions.
Absolutely, and you're so good at creating possibility, and that's what we do in the design world of Passion by Design, is to create possibilities in our home and our environments. And you're in a unique situation where you get to connect people with really the right space for them. And I think as someone as intuitive and, you know, insightful as you are, I think you probably have directed a lot of people toward the right space, the right home for them, I would guess.
Well, you know, Paula, that's also where you and I really connect well on this, because in working on our book, you and I have discussed design so much and possibilities, and you can see things that other people can't necessarily see when they walk into a home.
Right.
And in working on the book over the last 8 years that we did, I had the opportunity to see things through a designer's eyes. Mm. And so when I walk into a home and someone says, oh, well, I don't know if I like that staircase, I can suggest, you know,
rip it out.
If you pull that out and put in something, maybe wrought iron, and I can suggest things that all of a sudden their eyes are opened. And that's what we're talking about in Passion by Design, is opening the senses and the possibilities.
Oh, that's so true, Sandy. And, you know, I think about our words, Passion by Design, and it's really living a passionate life intentionally. It's passion by intention. You know, what do we focus on? What do we create in our daily lives, moment to moment? You know, what are the choices that we make that make our lives worth living and exciting and worth sharing with other people? So it gets pretty exciting.
Well, and you always keep the fun in it, too. I know you've helped me a lot with that. I remember when you moved into your home in beautiful Carmel Valley, and one of the first things you did was build a bocce ball court. And
oh, absolutely.
How wonderful. You're creating a new opportunity to share something with the man that you love, something fun to do. And so, of course, I do everything that you do, so I had to have one myself.
And so Sandy got one, too. Sandy built one, too. Well, you know, play is so important in life and for ourselves. And children play. You know, we as kids, and we are nothing but, you know, bigger versions of children, we love to play. And as adults, I think for some unbeknownst reason, we think we're not supposed to play. It's not fun or profitable or whatever. And the little secret is that playing is extremely profitable on so many levels of our soul space and our joy, and which leads to, you know, more productivity and more passion in whatever it is you are doing specifically that does generate your inflow, your cash flow.
Right.
So it's all about passion. And Valentine's Day is coming up. And I get such a chuckle, and Sandy, you and I have talked about this before, about how some people look at Valentine's Day. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, you know, I think a lot of men are afraid of Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
It's, don't you think?
It's absolutely.
A little performance anxiety, I think.
Well, you can't blame the poor guys. I mean,
no.
They really have a lot of pressure on them. And one of our guests of a couple weeks ago, wonderful Allison Armstrong, and Allison, I hope you're listening, really made such a great point about that in a seminar that she did. She talked about this. And she said, women, when the guy asks you what you want, do him a favor and tell him.
Yeah.
Don't go, oh, anything will be fine. The poor guy's floundering. He's then back out in the land of, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Tell him, help him out. What I would really like would be, and tell him something that would make you very happy and that is within his realm of being able to provide for you.
Well, and I think also a budget, because I think men get confused as to, is Valentine's Day one of the big holidays?
Yeah. Am I supposed to get out the 10-carat diamond? Or
yes, or is it a little, or what do I do? And, you know, for me, it's as simple as a card and maybe flowers, or, you know, a card and I don't know, a box of candy, something simple. And how about a card and perfume?
And how about a card and perfume? That personally is one of my favorites, because I am a fragrance nut, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I actually got involved with fragrances when I was 16 years old. And I had the good fortune to work in a store right here in Carmel that's called Surf and Sand. And they used to sell, had a wonderful line of fragrances. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I just was entranced by it and found that I actually do have a very good nose.
What was your favorite perfume when you were starting out?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have so many, and people ask me that, and I love variety in life, in all things. And in perfumes, I do as well. I went through a phase where I loved Joy, Jean Patou's Joy. Now I'm wearing a wonderful fragrance. It's a dear French friend of mine, Michel Roudnitska, whose father actually invented Eau de Sauvage, made by Wirth. It's the longest best-selling men's fragrance, I believe, to date. Mm-hmm. And Michel has created a beautiful fragrance called Bois de Paradis, which I just adore. And that's my current favorite. But that could all change this afternoon, because I want to welcome our guest to the show. And we have Jane Hendler. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we've been talking about this for such a long time.
I know.
And you have the wonderful perfumery in Carmel.
It's a natural perfumery.
Named
one
Ajna.
Of the few in the world.
Yes.
So we're very excited about that.
Well, you have got great information to share with us about what you do and about the aphrodisiac quality of fragrance and just... Tell us a little bit about how you got here, and take it away, Jane.
Yeah, you know, I have been passionate about fragrance for as long as I can remember. I was one of those little girls that you put me in a garden and I'd be smelling the roses, and I have memories of smelling the lilac bushes as I played with my Barbie dolls on the front lawn. I mean, scent has to do with memory and emotion.
Yes,
and it's
very,
very powerful. So,
where did you grow up, Jane?
I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. I'm very happy to not be there today,
Absolutely.
I've received pictures of about 6 inches or a couple of feet, actually. I think about 4 feet.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's crazy. So I've just always been completely passionate about scent. I worked in the industry. My husband and I had another business for many years that was involved with hair care and skin care and cosmetics. We were lucky enough to sell that business about 6 years ago to L'Oreal, which was
well
fantastic.
Done.
I know.
Done.
And it gave me the chance to really follow my passion. And this business is my passion, creating custom scents, natural body care, skin care, home fragrance, scents for resorts, spa-oriented products. I was able to go back to school, become a natural essential oil therapist,
right,
an herbalist, and a natural perfumer, and put it all together. It's been 6 years now, and it's just a joy. I work with my husband, so, I mean, the love
and
of my life.
He's darling. He's just adorable.
He's like, just the most amazing man in the world, I have to say. I feel very, very lucky. And we work really well together. We seem to not get into each other's hair, except for budget meetings, which
all
I always say those are like the icky monthly budget meeting. Sometimes doesn't end up so well, but
you have to plan a date after that.
Exactly.
You have to plan.
Or maybe over dinner with a glass of champagne.
Exactly.
Yes. So, but yeah, it's really been a labor of love for me, and it's just a joy to do what I do. And really, one of the most beautiful things is just to be able to sit down with clients, find out what their needs are, and match them up with the right fragrance that actually is going to balance their body chemistry, make them feel better. And it's great to bring something natural to this world of synthetics. I mean, 99.9% of all the fragrances out there are synthetic fragrances.
Well, Jane, speak to us about what that really means, because I think there's so much misinformation and misunderstanding in marketing, because people say, oh, well, it's natural, or it's organic,
or
it's this. Tell our listening audience what they can look for intelligently when they're looking for a product such as a perfume.
You want to make sure that on the label it does not say, like in the ingredient label, that it does not say the word fragrance or perfume, because that would mean that it is an aroma chemical. It is a synthetically derived fragrance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You want to look for essential oils.
Will it say essential oils on the content label?
Yes.
Not fragrance and not perfume.
Correct.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you look at our label, you'll see that it says made with either organic spirits or jojoba oil and 100% pure essential oils.
And I want to tell our listening audience right now, because I know a lot of you will follow on the websites of our guests, and your website is?
www.ajne, that's ajne.com.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. So continue.
So you want to look for that. Really, aroma chemicals, I mean, they're not bad things. It's just that they're made from petroleum molecules, basically.
Oh, those.
So they're made in a lab, and they're really made to smell the same on everyone's body chemistry. So they basically just sort of mask, you know, they're not really melding with your body chemistry and becoming organically you.
So let me ask you a question on that, because, and Sandy, you know this too, everyone their body chemistry tends to change with a fragrance that they put on.
Sure.
Years ago, I started wearing the incredibly inexpensive fragrance called Jean Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And I get tremendous compliments on it. People will say, what are you wearing? And for years, I didn't even admit it. And then I thought, oh, what the heck? It does something magical with my body chemistry.
Sure.
It's just, you know, Sandy, that Jean Nate?
Yes, Paula. And I tried to copy that. And people hated it.
Isn't that
me.
Funny?
So
I mean, scent is
chemistry.
It's just so personal, isn't it? It's crazy. And it really has, there's so many factors that make fragrances smell different on one person to another. It could be your culture, believe it or not. It could be, they say that redheads, people that are Irish, fragrances tend to smell best on that kind of skin.
Well, that would be you and me, Sandy.
And
yes, that's right.
And then also, it could be your weight. It could be if you're heavier or if you're thinner. It could be your diet, if you eat meat, if you're vegetarian.
Oh.
It could be the time of year. Fragrances last longer in heat than they do in cold weather.
Really?
Or in moist.
Wait, okay, I don't get that. That's counterintuitive. I would have thought they would burn off in heat and last longer in
the cold.
Well,
they last longer on moist skin. So I think that also has something to do with your skin being more moist in heat as well.
Interesting.
Where on dry skin, it tends to dissipate quicker. And sometimes fragrances can sour a little bit on dry skin as well. So if that's an issue for you, you definitely want to apply an unscented or a matching scented lotion with your perfume as well.
So that's why. Okay, so in addition to the layering on of the scents with a lotion and a you know, eau de toilette and a perfume, that they can sour on a dry skin.
Totally, yeah. Or sometimes really thin. Sometimes, you know, I just find it's a really interesting, you know, just sort of matching the right fragrance. And a lot of times you just don't know until you try the right fragrance on someone.
Right.
But naturals really do totally smell different on everyone because they are organic and your body is organic and it picks up like your own organic natural scent and becomes uniquely you. The nice thing about natural fragrances too is that they don't walk in the room before you and they don't leave after you. And you know how important, have you ever sat on in an airplane where you're next to someone for 6 hours that has like some like horrible vanilla fragrance or something and you're just like, oh my God.
Oh.
You'll not find that with naturals.
Room. It can clear a room.
It can totally, yeah.
Well, that has happened to me, and then I wear that fragrance all day, and it's so frustrating because I put on my own fragrance every day.
Yeah, exactly. Or you hug someone, and they have that fragrance on, and then the rest of the day you're like, oh.
Sandy, what are you wearing now, fragrance-wise?
I wear Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Fantastic.
And I've worn it for years, and for some reason I get more compliments on that than anything else.
Great.
And although I do have some signature fragrances, and I do plan on stopping in your shop,
fantastic!
Jane,
I can't wait to Carmel.
Because you know, I have really I wear fragrance, and Paula, I know you do too.
Oh yeah.
As though it's a piece of clothing. It's
not
one of the first
it.
Things
well,
I do before I leave in the morning is put on fragrance.
It's and what you wear every day.
Yes, exactly. And I had a quick question for you. In my research on your website, you said something about lotions and fragrances lasting approximately the same amount of time. What is that number? I can't quite remember.
Well, actually, a lotion typically is more subtle. So it's probably going to last for maybe a couple of hours as far as the scent. It's a lighter scent load, and it's really, to moisturize the skin, but also just for people that might want a more subtle fragrance. Sometimes if people are working, if they're in the medical industry or have you.
Food industry.
Anything like that. Maybe a lotion's more appropriate for the daytime. But our natural fragrances, it depends on the fragrance style. They should last anywhere from about 4 to 10 hours, just depending on the body you're putting it on and the fragrance style. A really light citrus fragrance will tend to last, will go away quicker. For example, like a real citrus fresh fragrance. We have one called Citron Regeneré. It's really designed to last about like 3 to 4 hours. But then if you have one that's really woody, so like woody deep fragrances with a lot of base notes, that may last like 8 to 10 hours.
Jane, what is the appropriate way to apply a perfume? How do people know if they have too much or too little?
Well, Good question. And I kind of go back to the difference between synthetic and naturals, too. It's much easier to control how much you're wearing when it's a natural because they're not overpowering. But what you do want to do is use apply to your pulse points. Those are the heat centers of your body, and fragrance is going to last longer on those heat centers.
Well, describe some of those pulse points.
And those would be your wrists. They would be behind your knees. They would be at your neck. I always like, my little secret too, is I put a little dab under my nose because I want to smell what I want to smell all day, not everything else.
What a great idea.
So it's a way of sort of controlling your environment.
But you put it just like
just
under
a little bit.
The lip?
Yep, just right under my nose.
I'm going to do that. What a great idea.
Of course, they say wherever you want to be kissed is
That's
should actually apply the fragrance. So, you know, it's really up to you. There's no bad place to put a fragrance. fragrance. But I've got misting fragrance also on my hair.
Yes.
Because it lasts longer in your hair. So, and then there's something about like when you move your head or you're in the wind and your hair moves, you get this waft of this beautiful fragrance that you love.
Mm.
So, and sometimes lightly misting your clothes, but I do prefer the body, because you're organic again. The fragrance is organic. It's going to smell magical on you.
Right. Mm. Well, we need to take a really quick break, but after the break, let's talk about that. Let's go back to my favorite subject, which is, of course, romance and where you want to be kissed. So you are listening to Passion by Design. And just to remind our listening audience, if you go to our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com, and mention that you heard us on KNRY, we will enter you into a drawing to win a free autographed copy of our book, which is Passion by Design, Redecorate Your Bedroom and Reinvent Your Love Life. We'll be right back.
Sunshine through a window makes your home even more beautiful. But UV rays day after day can leave your furnishings faded and dull.
Music is as radiant to the ears as color is to the eyes. Imagine, though, how it would be if the violins didn't sound as rich, the grand piano didn't have quite the resonance. Now think about your home. Are the textures and colors of your upholstered furniture and wall hangings as bright and vibrant as they were when you bought them? UV rays can do damage, and transparent glass coatings is the answer. TGC will stop 100% of UV rays using a non-reflective ceramic coating by Hooper Optic. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years. Transparent glass coatings, 476-9627 or 373-3334.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Welcome back to Passion by Design with Paula McChesney and Sandy Peckinpah, and our guest today, Jane Hendler of Ajna Perfumes. So, Jane, tell us some more about this romance thing. As you know, it's just my favorite topic in the world, and Sandy knows that too.
Yeah, there are certain oils that I work with that are known aphrodisiacs. They are plant pheromones.
Define for our listening audience what exactly an aphrodisiac is.
An aphrodisiac is, like I said, it's a plant pheromone, basically. Uh-huh. Just like, you know, you've often heard about pheromones and fragrances, and they can be chemically derived and that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But we sort of look to nature for those plant pheromones.
Uh-huh.
And they've just been known for centuries, certain things. I mean, like Cleopatra wore jasmine, which is a known, I mean, she wore it in a cone under her wig. And so apparently she was just so beautifully scented. It was amazing. Mm. Roses are another beautiful aphrodisiac. And they're also heart opening. Mm. And it's all about, that's a flower about love. Also, there's been studies on other oils.
Uh-huh.
One of them is vanilla. And vanilla apparently makes a woman 70 times more sexy. She's perceived 70 times more sexy by men when she's wearing a natural vanilla. They've actually done studies on this. This also applies to certain spices, such as like cinnamon and clove, all of those like pumpkin pie spices.
Kind of and good tasty things.
Yes. And some of it, I think, is also, it's just like good warm memories. I mean, aphrodisiacs are about love. It's not all about, it's like, you know, it's sex and love together.
Right.
It's
exactly.
sexy, you know, but it's about.
Sensual.
Yes. It's about opening the heart. And so a lot of these sort of gourmand type notes are things that people smelled when they were children. Maybe mom made this great pumpkin pie, or you're thinking about the smells of Christmas or the smells of cookies or cakes baking or what have you. So I think there's also, they've done studies to see that there's a connection with that and those types of scents being very much just amorous scents that are known aphrodisiacs.
You know, that's interesting because one of my friends had a fragrance made for me in New York, and it was gingerbread. And so I wore it over the holidays just for fun. And I had so many compliments on that. And it would be from men.
Yes.
Walking in the grocery store, they would follow me around and come up and say, "What fragrance are you wearing?"
Exactly.
And isn't that interesting? It's exactly what you were saying. And those were the fragrances of pumpkin pie.
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah. So, you know, that's so what I've actually created is a whole collection of different aphrodisiac fragrances that do contain one or many of those different gourmand scents. Or some of the beautiful floral notes. I mean, we have beautiful, like I said, jasmine and rose. Tuberose is another heady aphrodisiac, which is that
beautiful.
I know. Do you just, like, it takes me to Hawaii, you know.
Exactly.
And that's, well, you know, I go back once again to that being the powerful part of scent. It stimulates the right side of your brain, and that's the side of the brain that we often are not living in. We're living in the left side. We're living in the, like, what time is it? What's my next appointment? Mm-hmm. I've got to do this, my whole checklist. The right side, and I love when I start working with people because I can see exactly when they shift over to the right side of the brain.
Really?
It's so cool. It's like all of a sudden you get this, like, kind of this hazy look and you're like, "Ooh, yes, I love it. I'm like, you know, they're there." And so, and that just, that part of the brain just goes into this amazing memory and emotions. And, you know, we have this great fragrance analysis test. I don't know if you took this
or not. Not yet.
Yeah, it's a computerized fragrance analysis test at our store, and different locations that carry our product have this as well. And it takes a couple of minutes, and the test reveals the best fragrance style for that person's personality and body chemistry.
Fascinating.
So it's a really fun thing to do. And then that helps us if we're doing a custom blend. It helps us to know which direction we're going to develop around. And if we're going to be doing something more in the ready-to-wear realm, or for matching fragrances up for someone's home, for their bedroom,
for their bedroom,
anything like that, we're also able to do that through knowing more about their personality through that particular test.
Well, this is such a perfect tie-in, and this is why Sandy and I were so thrilled to have you on the show, because with what we design the environments that help enhance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And fragrance is such a critical part of this whole thing, even on the subliminal level that we're talking about here. And, you know, Sandy, I just am so entranced with this whole neuroanatomy and the neurophysiology and so forth, because this is not new age, aromatherapy, airy-fairy stuff. This is so grounded in science. In
documented.
Fact, I was reading this amazing book, which actually I bought at your store, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Awaken to Healing Fragrance, The Power of Essential Oil Therapy by Elizabeth Ann Jones. And there is so much information about the science and the anatomy of why this works, and how we can really use it as powerful mood enhancers and health-altering subjects. I mean, we have this wonderful tool chest, if you will, that is so available to all of us.
Right, and it's just, it's nature, basically.
And it's nature.
You know, and if you, it is scientific, because if you take, for example, the essential oil of lavender, and you break it down in a GCMS test.
Now, what's that, GCMS?
That's a gas chromatograph test. So basically, it breaks down and shows you a report of every single organic constituent that is actually in that essential oil. They do the same thing in wines and so on. You will find that that particular, just a drop of lavender, the essential oil that comes from the pure plant, has hundreds of constituents. And all of those different constituents do something to the physical body.
Yes.
Now, a really fine lavender is going to have something called linalool and linalool acetate, and those will be the two highest ingredients. And those are ingredients that help to calm the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So they're Nervines. They help you to sleep if you have insomnia. They help you to lower blood pressure and so on. And so that would be the finest lavender would have those two constituents as their highest ingredients.
Right.
So anyway, but there's so many different, like rose, for example, has over, I think they say over 300 constituents. And rose is another one that's very calming. It's great for the heart. Mm. It's very loving.
Is rose also aphrodisiac, like you said?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, too, like how much, I mean, in 1 ounce of the pure essential oil of rose, it takes about 10,000 petals to distill that to get 1 ounce.
Oh my gosh.
It's just, so you can imagine, like, you know, when you put your nose in a beautiful rose, it's just amazing. And a lot of our fragrances that contain rose, which are a lot of our aphrodisiac sort of Valentine's Day type fragrances, I always like to tell the gentleman, it's like, why give a dozen roses when you can give your special woman, lover, thousands of roses in just one perfume bottle.
That sounds like it sounds like a Valentine's Day card.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Okay, Jane, we have to make this Valentine's Day card. Tell us about your new fragrances.
Yeah, we have a couple. Last year we launched two fragrances called Adonis and Aphrodite, and they're the two lovers. So they're the perfect matches fragrances. And the they contain all the beautiful, like, vanilla and cocoa and sandalwood and ambrette seed and all these beautiful base notes tied in with beautiful floral notes of rose. So these are more oriental kind of gourmand fragrances.
Oh, so those would be maybe evening?
Yes.
Okay.
More evening. We have another launch that is a Valentine's launch. Actually, two more. One of them is called Vanille.
Oh.
And of course, as we were talking about it, the documented studies of what happens with vanilla.
Right.
And the heart of that particular fragrance is a vanilla that is just the most beautiful vanilla in the world. And it's paired with beautiful natural musk, woods that emit a natural musk as well. So it's just beautiful on the skin. And it's great for men and great for women. Mm-hmm. So it's very much unisex. And then this year, we're also launching a new fragrance called Bella.
Oh,
which is
like
beautiful.
That. Beautiful.
Yeah. And very sweet. It's loaded with beautiful ylang-ylang, which is another one of those beautiful aphrodisiacs, a lot more tropical. And this is a flower, so it just has like a real deep, rich tropical aspect that kind of takes you to like maybe a Hawaiian island or something like that.
And what is the flower of ylang-ylang? What is that flower?
Cananga odorata is the Latin, and it is it's sort of this it's a flower that grows on a tree, and it's
where does it grow, Jane?
It grows in I'm going to say right now Madagascar and a lot of your tropical locations
okay.
around
Sounds
the world.
Right.
I've actually seen it in Hawaii, but it's you know, very specific to more tropical regions in the world. India is also another location for it. Very beautiful, heady scent that comes from it. And it's a very long-lasting flower, too. So it's just, it really helps that fragrance to really last and just bloom beautifully on the skin.
Would it be correct to say that some of these fragrances that are beautiful by themselves are much more enhanced and made more complex when blended?
Very much so, yeah. What I'm a natural perfumer, so basically my skill comes in the ability to blend a perfume properly. And what that means is that generally there needs to be four components to a perfume, and they're top notes, heart notes, and base notes, and then a bridge note that ties it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Top notes are your citruses. That's the first thing that you smell. It has the smallest molecular weight, so the first thing that you smell with the fragrance are going to be those citrus or fruity top notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that sort of burns down, and then you go into the heart note. And the heart note is the heart of the fragrance. That's why it's called the heart note.
Right.
So the fragrance is built around the heart. And that's typically your flowers and your grasses and your leaves and those types of things that are distilled. And then the base note is what holds the whole fragrance together. It's also often called a fixative. It just sort of like, it brings it all together and keeps the fragrance lasting. Mm-hmm. And those are your woods and your mosses and your barks and that type of thing. And then that little bridge note could be a whole bunch of different things, but a lot of times it's maybe a spice, just a hint of something, or it could be a hint of a flower. It's just sort of whatever, you know. Like in cooking, there's often like that little touch of something extra, you know, that sort of pulls the whole particular dish together. So when a fragrance is blended properly, it will last properly. It will meld together to have its own unique fragrance because, I mean, we can all just pick up a bottle of jasmine and put some jasmine on, and that's pretty spectacular. Mm-hmm. Jasmine is lovely. It's one of my favorite florals, but it's not going to last for you. Mm-hmm. And plus, you want something that really has its own unique quality and is going to match with your body chemistry and
kind
so on.
Kind of your signature scent and so forth. And, and what do you think about changing? I think there's kind of two schools of thought, and I'd like your opinion on this, of a signature scent that a woman wears, you know, all day, every day for her entire life, and then changing those scents around. What are your thoughts on that?
I am a firm believer in changing around scents.
That was the right answer, Jane.
Totally. You know, and I think that it's nice to have a go-to fragrance.
Yes.
I mean, and you may never
fragrance.
Right. Yeah. And maybe that fragrance, you may not even want to wear it anymore, but you can go back to it and smell it, and it takes you somewhere.
Yes.
I've made fragrances for people that they had memories of their mother and they just didn't want to wear it, but they were like, could you make this?
Because I L'Air want to. Is one for me, for my mom.
Exactly.
I would never wear it because that was her fragrance.
But it gives you this memory. Yeah. Doesn't it give you the chills?
Oh, it
I
does.
Love that.
It's so wonderful.
Yeah. And you know, and it's all about where you're at. I think it's about the season because I think you're going to wear different fragrances during different seasons. You're going to do something fresher in the summer.
Yes.
You're going to do something like more woody and deep and warming in the winter. You're going to do maybe a soft floral in the spring and, you know, maybe more oriental or gourmand in the fall. So, you know, it's about the season. It's also about daytime or nighttime. I think daytime is more up, you know, lighter, like maybe citrus, lighter florals, where evening is more of your seductive, like woody, oriental, gourmand type fragrances. And it's
a question
also,
on that.
Oh, sure.
If you are, and Sandy, jump in anytime here, because I'm so monopolizing our guest because I'm just loving her. If you're going, say you've been working in an office all day and you're going to be going to an event, perhaps a professional event, but in the evening. So you kind of want to change up your fragrance a little bit. How would you recommend for someone to do that? And I would say men and women I'm talking about here. What would you say to do?
So when you mean the transition of going from one fragrance or just...
You know, if I wanted to smell fabulous in the daytime and I have an evening event and I want to smell fabulous, are there any guidelines there that you would recommend following?
I think that, you know, once again, when you're working with natural fragrances, they're not overpowering. Mm. So they layer really well.
Okay.
So if you still have something left over from the day, whatever you're going to choose to put on that evening, it's going to blend really nicely with
beautiful.
That. But, you know, as we were just saying, too, I think for evening, and it depends on what you're doing. I mean, there are certain... I like to relate. I know this can be a little woo-woo sometimes,
oh,
but
ahead.
I love to relate to the chakras.
We have a very intelligent audience.
I'm very woo-woo.
Oh,
but
good.
Sometimes I don't go there, but I will.
Go
and,
there.
And I love to connect to fragrance and the chakras, which are the energy centers in the human body, and there's seven.
Yes.
And our tests that we do at our store, our computerized tests, will actually show which chakras are in balance and which are out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that you need more... But grounding in your life right now.
Give a little basic background on chakras, because I'm very familiar with them, and I know Sandy is, but just give a little primer, and I know there's some in the book.
Yeah, it's the foundation of yoga. There's seven different energy centers in the body, and each one relates to a different organ in the body and a different emotion.
And color.
And color, and vibration, and all of those things, and scent. So I have been able to match up with... documented information,
yes,
the different oils, mm-hmm, that actually balance the different chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if somebody needed more balancing in their base chakra, that meant that they weren't feeling grounded, they weren't feeling secure in their life, then they would need a fragrance that was more like a woody kind of a fragrance, things that had sandalwood and umbrette seed and frankincense and myrrh and all of those beautiful base notes. So it doesn't mean there can't be other things in there too, but that really would be the great, something that had a very strong foundation of those woods would help them to feel grounded. I love creating an affirmation with a fragrance too.
Whereas I like that.
When you put your fragrance on, you can rename any of the fragrances that we have in our collection. I'm always telling people, name it what you need in your life. So when you put
it on,
you're smelling the fragrance and you are affirming what you need. So if you need to be grounded, you need security, when you're putting on that special fragrance, then smell it. You create a scent affirmation. And then pretty soon you don't even need to say the word anymore. It just automatically, when you smell it, you feel that feeling. So you picture that. Is that cool or what?
That's very
cool.
That
is cool. And I think I have a couple questions for you, but that goes back to what we were saying, how scents can recall something very quickly.
Yes.
In your mind. So that is confirming that if you, it's almost like doing affirmations, writing down affirmations, if you have that scent recall in the right side of your brain, that works, I think, as effectively.
I think, you know, and it's so subliminal. Yeah. It's just, you know, and so very powerful.
I also have a question about shelf life of the fragrances when they're essential oils. And what is the base of the delivery system that you use for the essential oils in combining the fragrances?
I have two different bases. One is spirits. It's actually a corn spirit, which is alcohol. And then the other one is a jojoba base, which is actually a wax, but it acts like an oil.
So it emulsifies the oil so that it is possible to be delivered as
exactly,
a perfume.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I prefer to work with alcohol. I find that the fragrances last longer with alcohol. But sometimes people have sensitivities to alcohol. If you have extremely dry skin or very sensitive skin, and in that case, we just mix it with the oil instead, and that works just fine.
Well, let's take a very quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about some of the ways to diffuse and administer scents. Sandy, did you have another question there before we go?
I did.
Oh,
do
I'm
I have
sorry.
A second or
you
should we
do.
Come back?
No, you go, girl.
Okay. I would love to go back for a moment. Well, first of all, I did ask you, what is the shelf life?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
When it comes to natural fragrances, it's like a bottle of fine wine. They actually get better as they age. You do want to keep them out of direct sunlight. You know, some people like to refrigerate their perfumes. It's not necessary, but really just keep them in a cool place, and they're just perfect. When it comes to a lot of your synthetic fragrances, they do have a shelf life of usually several years. You'll find sometimes they change color, and sometimes they just get a bad scent after a while.
Yes, some of them I've thrown out some of my husband's that he didn't use quickly enough.
Right.
It went kind of off.
Yeah, and with naturals, it's fun. I actually have some that I've aged.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I know. It's like my little, you know, wine collection.
The laboratory.
Exactly. It's so funny. But I love them as they age. They just get deeper and richer and, you know, just really beautiful.
Just like a woman, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's take a really quick break here and we'll be right back.
I'm Don.
And I'm Eileen.
We've owned and operated Transparent Glass Coatings for 35 years. We have educated our clients about the negative effects of ultraviolet light on everything inside their homes and offices.
That's right, Don. Even when it's cold and cloudy, ultraviolet and infrared light still are damaging to interior furnishings and valuables.
Eileen and I have worked hard to create a long-standing and trusted family-owned company. And now our two sons are taking us to the next level as leaders in the green and sustainable energy movement. We utilize the most advanced technology, like Huper Optic ceramic window film, to update existing windows and turn them into energy-efficient super windows. We provide energy savings reports and rebates for commercial buildings, and our products qualify for federal tax credits when used in your home.
Remember that going green usually means saving the green in your wallet. You can reach us in Monterey at 373-3334 or in Santa Cruz at 476-9627.
GGC, Transparent Glass Coatings, 'cause all you need is love.
Welcome back to Passion by Design and our wonderful guest, Jane Hendler. We've got so many questions we want to ask her. Sandy, did you have another question for her?
Yes.
I knew you would.
I love questions.
I have another question. Jane, you know, our listeners love to know what drives people to find their passion and their purpose. And in my research materials for you, it said that you had a defining moment on Mount Shasta, and I would love for you to share that moment.
Yeah, it's, just to kind of go back, I was kind of going through a bit of a rough time in my life. My dad had been diagnosed with cancer, and, you know, so there was a lot of just, you know, when everything just gets shaken up in your life and you reach this point where you're like, I cannot do what I've been doing anymore. Like, I simply cannot do it. Mm. And I have to live. I think when you have somebody that you really care about that passes away or what have you, that there is this needing to live your life as full as it can possibly be. Mm. And when my dad passed away, I call it jumping off the cliff. I literally, you know, I just was like, I just have to do something different. And at that same time, it was my birthday, and my husband Rex and I went up to Shasta, and we just needed a healing weekend. And we just had this beautiful weekend of reading books, like spiritual books, and we read them aloud to each other and felt that energy of, you know, Mount Shasta, which is very healing energy. Yeah. And we just started feeling like sharing what it was that we both wanted to do. And I just said, you know it's crazy. I want to make natural perfumes. I want to make natural body care. I really want to create this business that was not only beautiful and aesthetic and created beautiful perfumes, but that was healing and balancing and healthy to the body. And then it was funny because Rex said, you know, what I really want to do is I want to grow plants and I want to distill them. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, and we've done some of this in the past together. So this was not a new field for us. But to do this completely was that defining moment. And it was like all of a sudden we realized at that moment that we could do this together. And we have such different skill sets. Uh-huh. So when you put both of us together, it creates this really great whole, you know, where it's like, I don't know if I would be able to have this business and create what I did without the support of Rex and what he does and what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. And he's just a marketing, he loves creating packaging and marketing. And so, you know, that's a part that he was also able to bring. But yeah, that was that defining moment that just, you just knew you just can't do anything else. You've got to do it. And if it works, that's great. If it doesn't, you need to take that risk.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Oh, that's such a great story. And, you know, I really urge everyone who's listening to really look at those moments in their own lives and to create opportunities for those moments, to really live their life with passion by design, by intention. Yeah. And that's really what I hear you say in this story. So out of that, where are your fragrances and products available now?
We are, of course, we have our boutique in Carmel. And aside from that, we have a couple of local.
And where is that, Jane?
We're on Mission between 7th and Ocean in the Court of the Fountains.
Right behind an Anton and Michel restaurant.
Yeah, and we just love that courtyard.
It's beautiful.
We're also locally, we're in Bernardus Lodge. Mm-hmm. We are also in the Hyatt. And we are in Pebble Beach. We created a custom scent for Pebble Beach, the spa in Pebble Beach, which is really phenomenal.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. And so other than that, we work with many of the Four Seasons resorts worldwide, the Rosewood Hotels and Resorts worldwide. We create custom scents for them that we work kind of with like the indigenous plants of that particular area.
Right.
And
oh,
we create a custom scent that gets diffused into the lobby of the hotel and into the spa. It gets tied into all their signature spa treatments, and then it gets turned into a retail collection.
Yes.
The cool thing about that is then when somebody has this experience at this spa And they are able to take home a piece of that experience with them in a product. Maybe it's a perfume or a candle mm-hmm. or a lotion. And every time they wear it, they're taken back to that special vacation.
Well, you're bringing vacation romance.
Yes. Exactly. And that's what we talk about in our book. We've just got another couple minutes here. And I think I'm going to have to save the diffusion for the television show that I've invited you to be my guest on February the 10th. On Your Town Radio and Television, which is the kind of sister to this program, which will be airing between 5 and 6 p.m. on February 10th. And we will have you talk about some of the diffusing elements. But it takes me back to, Sandy, what you and I have talked about for the longest time of having the development of the signature scents for all of the ambiances that we've designed in Passion by Design. Mm-hmm. So if you have a Parisian, you want to have a Parisian bedroom, we will develop the scent for you. If you want the Moroccan exotic lair, we will develop the scent for you. So we're going to be talking to Miss Jane about that in the future.
I can't wait.
I know.
I already have lots of ideas.
Oh, I do too.
And I love your book. I just have to tell
you.
Well,
thank
just
you.
Love it. And I keep it bedside too.
So that's where it belongs.
I've read the whole book and then I go back to it. It's just such a great book.
Well, we're going to have to give you some copies for the store, aren't
we? We need to do that.
Valentine's Day. Okay.
Absolutely.
If anyone wants to get copies of Passion by Design, go to visit Ajna in the Court of the Fountains in Carmel. Couple minutes left to wrap. What would be maybe one or two points, Jane, you would make for our audience about Valentine's Day coming up, just very quickly?
You know, I think like what's wonderful is not everyone loves perfume, so there's beautiful, I think, a candle.
What?
I know. But,
I
you
don't
know,
believe that.
I mean, I think a beautiful gift would be a beautiful candle.
Yes.
And we have beautiful organic candles that are in this really pretty antique glass, which mm-hmm. would be lovely. I think having a custom scent, we call it demi-blending, mm-hmm. to be able to give a gift certificate to your loved one to have a custom scent made at our store would be fantastic.
Idea.
And then we have our perfume pendants, which are the biggest hit for us
yes.
right now.
And
we
you're
have,
wearing
oh, what
one.
Are those?
We have these. They're a 1/8 ounce size. And it's just, they're filled with all of our different perfumes. And we have all the celebrities wearing these. We've got Ashley Simpson,
things.
Who's wearing it all over L.A.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
You know, Deborah Messing and all these amazing celebrities. So,
and soon it's going to be Sandy Peckinpah and Paula McChesney wearing them.
You
and we have to wrap and thank our fabulous guests today. This has just been amazing. We're going to have you back on the show because there's so much more. So tell us your website again.
www.ajne.com.
And you can also get information on our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com. Jane, thank you so much. And our hour is already coming to a close. So we invite you to call on our sponsors and keep us on the air and visit our website. And thank you for being with us. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. Join us next week, Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design.
Community radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.